All right, Saturday, Ben Brust is here, former Wisconsin Star co-host of Kyle Brust and Ortman, finally produced program.
How about a little bit more excitement about the show? You know, like, hey, Kyle Brust and Ortman.
Kyle Brust and Ortman.
There you go.
Weekdays from 2 to 5, finally produced program. Ben Brust is here. All right, Horizon League, I'm done watching it. Milwaukee's out, Green Bay's out. I watched far too much Phoenix and Panthers in 2024/25.
Biggest takeaway from the Milwaukee Panthers losing to the Golden Grizz?
They can't beat a zone.
Bart Lundy was right.
What did he say about you again?
We need a guy like you out there. And like, and
from a 3-point shooting perspective?
Strofe. Every team should have somebody that when you hear the word zone, your eyebrows raise and you smile and smirk. You say, this is going to be fun.
Shoot your way out of it.
If you go back and watch any team that we played zone against, we shot out of a zone. Zone is horrible. The only time we lost to a zone was Syracuse in the Sweet 16 in Boston, my sophomore year in 2012.
2011-12.
We shot above 50% from three, above 50% from the field, and somehow find a way to lose that game because there was like six block charge calls, all called blocks in that game. And obviously at that era of time, blocks and charges. You get a lot of charges back then. So the six blocks, it was insane. I think they all actually were blocks. Bo would be pissed if they heard me say that. But I love zones. You should. And the problem is they were 3 of 12 from the free throw line. They were 5 of 17 from three. And we knew this, and it's on us. I love Bart Lundy. I think he's a hell of a coach.
Great.
And when it turned is when they started pressuring, getting up in the crap of the guys. But when I went to the game to see Oakland just a week ago, they didn't have the point guard that hit the two biggest shots of the game. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you're like, so rebound margin is good, but making free throws and threes in today's basketball world is probably better. And so I think that I had false hope because I love Bart and I think he's a really good coach. I don't think he had the right horses to make a run, and that's what makes me sad.
Yeah, yeah. The transition offense was their big thing, and they just didn't get a ton of that. And it is what it is. Real quick, Gottlieb, how do you sum up your one?
Worse than you could have ever imagined, but what I'll tell the audience right now, I don't know why we're talking about Green Bay, but I'll talk about Green Bay. If you win 4 games in a season, if you win 15 and even go 500, the program's on a skyrocket.
Right, exactly.
If anything, he built up a better narrative heading into next year if they're able to turn it around and have a good season because it's a look out. The Phoenix are coming. Mm-hmm. And so from a the guy's a marketer.
Oh, totally.
He's a marketer.
That's why we're talking about him.
He's
right?
a marketer. Because we're talking about it because it's a story. It's a marketing story.
It's fascinating.
So if he does anything worth a damn, we'll be talking about it again next year. And that's the genius of this all. And that's where I give Dougie some credit here.
So as we look at, obviously, one of the best weeks of the year coming up in college basketball between all the conference tournaments starting up and some of the smaller conferences finishing up this weekend, how do you handle this time of year, right? Like from a gambling perspective? Because
that's a good question.
We obviously have the tournament coming up, which obviously everybody spends money everywhere, whether it's on your bracket, whether it's on individual games, overs, whatever. But like when you look at this week, you're probably trying to build a little bit of a cushion for when the tournament actually hits. So how do you approach like this weekend and next week from a gambling perspective with all these different games on during the day, et cetera?
I'm not going to lie. I hate betting this weekend and the next weekend.
Because
of all
upsets or why?
It's just kind of one of those things where it's like, they've played each other so many damn times, it's hard to find an edge. Because when you play somebody so many times, you pick up on tendencies. You know all the plays they're going to run. So it's really hard to find like a value unless you really look deep and have a team you love. And like also, like some teams, if they like Michigan State, they won the Big Ten regular season. I don't think they're going to win the Big Ten tournament.
Probably not.
You know what I mean? So it's like the best team isn't somebody you can be like, oh, gotta have Michigan State. Gotta bet them. It's just so hard to find value because I'm so like everyone's played each other a million times, and
sure.
I'm like, I don't know who's like even if they're trending in the right direction. For instance, when was the Final Four in 2014? We lost in the semifinals. We won one game.
Yep.
We lost in the semifinals. We got pounded. We lost by like 20,
yeah.
And we were still a 2 seed. But we knew that we were good enough. But like you would think, oh my gosh, Wisconsin, they won 8 in a row before losing to their last game in Nebraska when they had nothing to play for. They were already a 2 seed in the Big Ten tournament. Like, we got spanked by Michigan State. If anyone had been paying attention, they'd have been like, well, they beat Minnesota after winning 8 straight, losing Nebraska, scored a career high against Minnesota in that quarterfinal game, 29 points. Cool. And then we got waxed by 20. So, sure. Living example of, like, it's scary.
So you're saying from a gambling perspective, you hate it. And it sounds like from a playing perspective, you also didn't love it.
I didn't love it.
But
it's all matchups. Because think about this. The team that went to the Final Four in 2014 only made it to the semifinals. A team way less talented. Ben Bruss, Trey Jackson, Ryan Evans, Jared Berger, and Mike Brusewitz were the starting five. We beat Michigan. We couldn't score. We beat Michigan 2 times that year. 2-0 against Michigan, half-court shot game, and quarterfinals of the Big Ten tournament. Michigan had a play-in game because they weren't a top-4 seed. Mm-hmm. They went to the national championship game.
Sure,
we beat Indiana at Indiana, unranked, and they were ranked 3rd in the country in the regular season. We beat them. Guess what? We beat them in the semifinals of the Big Ten tournament. We lost to Ohio State in the championship and got knocked out as a 5-12. It's chaos. It's so hard to bet. Be careful betting these games. You can, in a long regular season, you know everyone's going to beat up on each other. You know you're like the hot teams at home are going to win by 10 or 20. Like, you can find value even at a team that's -9. You're like, oh, they're -9. It's hard to lay. I laid 14 points on Louisville the other day, and they won by 20. You know, like, so it's just like once you get into the chaos of like not knowing because everyone's playing for the chance to do something, it just adds a dynamic that you can't put a value on or handicap when looking at betting these games. It scares me. I get really scared betting these games.
All right, so playing, not so fun. Gambling, not so fun. But watching, one of the best weeks of the year with all these conference tourneys coming up. All right,
playing's fun when you're winning.
That's true. And you did a lot of that during your time at Wisconsin. Thanks, Benny.
Yep.